Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Transcend Your Health. I'm Erin Avery, and today I want to talk about routines and why they are important. And the reason I decided to do this episode is because still right now we are all under lockdown, and I'm seeing a lot of people getting overwhelmed because of what's happening. And right now is the perfect time to start establishing routines. And all routines are is a collection of habits. It's a way of accomplishing goals by removing some of the margin for error. So if you have a solid routine that is built on healthy habits that align with your goals, you have removed the guesswork from making good choices throughout your day, virtually eliminating the possibility of a slip and reducing chances of a slump. And I know right now all of our routines are just upheavaled, right? Everything is just in disarray. So you're more than likely have experienced a change in your routine. And maybe you're feeling lost or out of sorts with everything that's happening that you're experiencing. Or maybe right now you've just fallen into a slump and need something fresh to get you going again. So today I want to take some time and help you build a new routine for yourself, one that's going to reflect the realities of our current daily life and possibly even our current new goals that we have because of what's going on. So before you get started, I want you to consider these aspects to help you optimize your routines. And some of the things that I have been doing is I've been trying to get more positive. And what that looks like for me is that I'm starting my day on a positive note. So for you, it could mean, you know, waking up and creating a mantra for yourself for the day, something that you can start to say each and every moment, even before you get out of bed, just like when your alarm goes off and you're in your thoughts and minds, what can you say to yourself that's going to focus your mind toward positivity? Affirmations are great. Something that's going to, you know, release those good feeling chemicals about yourself. If you're already up, you can look in the mirror and say these out loud. For instance, like, today is going to be a good day. I'm going to accomplish these three things. Or I am loved, blessed, and the universe supports me. Something that's going to give you that positive feel-good feeling so that you can go on throughout your day in a more positive light. Those of us that do start our day in good spirits, good faith, usually have a good day and can end our day in good spirits and good faith as well. Number two, a way to optimize your routine is to be proactive. And I've said this before, probably on Instagram and maybe in another podcast, but being proactive first thing in the morning is crucial. Typically in the morning, our alarms go off on our phones. I know mine does. And, you know, sometimes it's you can turn off the alarm and get your day going, but then there's those people that the alarm goes off and then you grab your phone and you start checking your email and you start checking social media. And when you do that, and the first thing in the morning, that's like one of the first things you do, you start your day by being reactive. So what I mean by this is that you look on your IG stories and let's just say, you know, Cheesecake Kathy is up grinding since 4 a.m. You know, she has her workout done, she's cleaning her bathroom, she's had breakfast, and everything's like 100 by 7 a.m. Shout out to Cheesecake Kathy for doing all that. But, you know, you see these things, and if you're someone that's, you know, been thinking about how you want to start your day more positive and how you want it to get up and start working out in the morning and doing whatever it is, but you didn't this morning and you see Cheesecake Kathy doing this, you start to feel bad about yourself. Like, oh my God, I'm slacking. Kathy's up doing all this stuff. She's done by 7 o'clock and I'm just now rolling out of bed. Whatever, right? You start to feel like you just haven't got your shit together and that doesn't feel good. Or, right, maybe Instagram, Facebook is all good. You're just like checked in and everyone's doing good and you feel satisfied, but you check your email and I don't know, you get an email from a boss that says this is due, right? And you thought you turned it in or you thought you had more time Or maybe you're expecting something from Amazon and you get an email and Amazon says, sorry, it's been delayed. And so now you're kind of bummed because it was that piece of workout equipment that you were counting on today so you could start your new routine on Wednesday, right? Maybe your best friend or your boyfriend or someone sends an email that says, we have to talk. And you instantly just get that reactive feeling inside of you, right? So instead of starting your day reacting or consuming negativity or getting those negative thoughts in your head, you want to start your day in a proactive mode. And by that, I mean begin by making a to-do list, a plan, or setting a goal, an intention that you want for your day. Focus on what you want. Focus on what you want to create for your life that day, right? Where you put your energy, that's what's going to happen. If you put your energy in all the negative stuff, you're going to start your day off negative. You're going to start your day off on the wrong foot. You want to make sure that you are waking up in a proactive way. So have that journal by you, maybe while you're making your coffee, just write a couple goals down, right? Get your laundry done, fold clothes, vacuum. And I even like to set an intention. Today, I'm going to feel energetic, loving, happy, joyful, right? When you write these things down, it kind of cements it into your brain. Like, this is how you want it to feel. So this is how we're going to be, right? So you want to make sure you're being proactive. Put away the phone. Don't check Instagram. Don't check email. Start your first at least half hour to an hour just in your own head, in your own mind, and in your own body. Number three, mentally prepare. So this one is interesting because I've recently started doing this and I have really taken heed to it. I love doing this. I kind of do this in my bed before I even get out of bed. But it's visualization. And research has shown that athletes who use visualization to see themselves winning or excelling in their sport increases their outcome in winning. So when you take that time to visualize yourself reaching your goals, how does it look? How do you feel? What's it like doing it? The chances of you doing them and experiencing them the way you visualized will make your day that much easier and fun. So for instance, let's just say, you know, you have to clean the bathrooms, cook lunch or dinner, and you want to get laundry done. Visualize yourself vacuuming, like you have music going, you're dancing, you're bopping around doing the floors, right? Visualize that. How do you feel? You feel okay. You feel happy, right? You have the music going, your body is moving. Or if you're cooking, maybe you have like a nice little bottle of wine with you, you're cooking the meals for that dinner, and you have some soft music going in, you're just kind of in your own groove. You feel good. You feel relaxed. Same thing with laundry, right? You can make laundry fun. If you visualize yourself doing these things in a fun and upbeat and spirited way, and you can see yourself getting them done and how you feel when it's over, when you actually do the actual physical thing, your body already believes it's been done and you've done it with enjoyment. So it's primed and ready to do it again. That task doesn't seem so dreadful, right? I do this in the morning with my, what I need to get done, right? I need to do an Instagram post. What do I want to feel when I'm doing that? I don't want to feel like, ugh, it's just something else I have to do for my business. Or when I record a podcast, you know, I picture myself doing this. I've pictured myself doing this podcast today and how I want it to present it and come off. And I think I'm fucking nailing it. But that's what I mean. When you visualize things, your body has already believed it's done and it's just doing it again. And it feels more natural that way when you do this. Number four is to take breaks. So regular breaks can help you stay focused. They can increase your brain function and prevent boredom, which a lot of people, that happens when they're in a routine, right? They're like, oh, it's just a routine. So they do it, it's monotonous, and they get bored. So most often we try to get everything done as fast as possible, right? We go from one task to the next, we cross it off, and we just try to get it done. And when you do this, this can wear you down and make your goal or to-do list just mundane, right? It's boring and it's not fun. When you take breaks, right, you get to look forward to appreciating what you did, what you've already accomplished. So let's just say you have laundry, cooking, and the floors, and cleaning the shower, right? All on this list to do. When you do them back to back to back, you just feel like you're constantly just working, right? I know I'm guilty of it. That's all I ever do. I say, oh my God, all I do is ever is just clean. It's usually because I'm doing it all back to back to back. I don't take a break. I don't step away from it and be like, ah, damn, that shower looks good. I did a good job. And then maybe go for a walk or, you know, whatever in between for like 5 or 10 minutes, right? When you take that break, it allows you to feel proud of the work you did and eager to do more because you've accomplished something. And again, when I say break, I don't mean take an hour or two, just really short breaks just to like kind of regroup, check the list out, make sure you're on track, grab some water, maybe just sit down, pat yourself on the back, and figure out how you want to tackle your next to-do, right? There's a method called the Pomodoro technique, and it is a technique where you take a 5-minute break for every 25 minutes of task-oriented work. I've done this before when I was in school, like when I had to write a paper, I would type for 5 minutes or 5 minutes. I would type for like 25, 30 minutes. And then after that, I would take a break because that was just a lot for me. And if you do that with your routine of what it is you need to do, it allows it to be, I guess, not more fun, but it breaks it up. And like I said, you're able to break it up and you're able to feel more accomplished about what you've done and take pride in that and be like, hey, I did a good job. I'm going to move on to the next task. So the Pomodoro technique, a 5-minute break for every 25 minutes of task-oriented work. Number 5, routines can be, well, routine. And if you need to shake it up, you need to get inspired. And I know right now inspiration is very low for a lot of us because we are stuck between our four walls. And if we have kids or pets, we go outdoors for 15 minutes at a time probably. But inspiration and motivation can come from many sources. And I like to get it from books, from music, podcasts, movies, if you're watching movies, and planning time in your day for activities that can inspire you. Again, I know right now we don't have a lot of activities that we're able to do, but you know, if you're someone that likes to go for a hike, you can go for a hike, or just like being in the mall inspires you, or a bookstore, if we're able to do that again sometime soon, do something that inspires you. We spend so much time in the same energy field, and by that I just mean in our homes with the same people, right? Typically our home and our workplace. And that's just where we spend all of our time. And that energy gets sucked because that's where we're spending, we're doing work, right? At work, obviously we're doing work, but when we're at home, especially if you're the caretaker of the home, you're still doing work. You're doing the laundry, you're doing the floors, you're doing the cooking, you're doing the cleaning, you're making sure, you know, the kids have everything that they need to have and just all the things. So that energy is just kind of tainted. So you need to find inspiration where you can, and inspiration warrants inspired action. So that's going to lead me to number 6, is where you want to get physical. When you change your state, you change your focus. You have to take action, getting physical, doing movement. Movement doesn't have to be an hour-long weightlifting workout. It can be anything, right? It could be a 10-minute walk. It could be 20 minutes of dancing with your kids around the living room. Working in a different location, right? Maybe if you work from home or you have that ability to do such things, again, once we're able to from lockdown, right? Take your work to a coffee shop, maybe sit in a really fancy, glamorous hotel. That's where inspiration comes because you're out of your environment. Your mind and body are going to feel a different certain way. If you take yourself out of your four walls, out of your that energy field I talked about and getting inspired, when you get inspired, you want to take action. You want to take inspired action and do it right away, because that's where all of the great ideas come from. That's where you get your energy to continue to do whatever it is on your to-do list, right? So get inspired and get physical. And number seven, the last one, is practicing gratitude. This one's huge. Take a moment at the end of your day just to be grateful for everything, either what you have, for what you've accomplished for the day, for the people you're with. I like to do daily reflections. I actually have a sheet that I do. It's, you know, how did I feel? What went well? What could I have done better? What was the best moment of my day? What can I do tomorrow to make it even better than today? Right? When you practice that sense of gratitude and you get in the routine of doing that, it allows you to be just, well, grateful for what you have and what you're able to do. We spend so much time thinking about and talking about what we didn't get done, right? Or what we didn't do or what we don't have. And to take out just 5 minutes of your day to appreciate, right, what you do have, what you did get done. And maybe, you know, there is some things that you could have done a little bit better. Great, write that down and try to do that tomorrow. Every day is a learning experience. And once you get into the routine of practicing that gratitude, it will fill you up from, it'll just fill you up all around your heart, the insides, and it will make each and every day more enjoyable and more fun. So I will go through those seven practical tips for you to start optimizing and adding into your routine. And the first one was to get positive, which is to start your day with a good mantra, an affirmation, something that's going to get you in the right mindset for your day. Number two is to be proactive and not reactive. So instead of checking your email or social media first thing in the morning, right, you want to get up and start to be more proactive in your day. Instead of consuming negative, make a to-do list, create a plan, set a goal, set intentions. Number three is mentally prepare. Have that visualization. That's a hard word for me to say today. Visualize what it is that you want to be doing when you do whatever it is on your list. How are you feeling? How are you doing it? Are you happy? Are you in your body? Are you listening to music? When you visualize it, you're mentally preparing for it. Your body already believes it's done and it enjoyed it once, so it's prime and ready to do it again. Number four is take regular breaks. The Pomodoro technique, again, is a 5-minute break for every 25 minutes of organized work that you are doing. This allows you to look at what you've accomplished and feel proud about the work you've done. Number five is to find inspiration from other sources outside of your home and your work, right? Reading books, listening to music, podcasts, movies, and take inspired action, right? When you get physical, you change your state, you change your focus. So if you're feeling out of focus, you're feeling like you have no motivation to continue on, once you change your state, you change your focus, and then you can take action again. So get physical, do movement, doesn't matter what it is. And number seven is practice gratitude, which obviously it's just taking that moment at the end of your day, even in the middle of your day, and just being grateful for what you've accomplished, what you have, where you're at right now, how you feel, what's going well, what can you do better, and just really appreciate what you have in that moment, what you had for that day. So what will your new routine look like? How is it going to align with your goals? I want you to write this out for yourself. I have actually some free downloads for you as well that will help you, guide you daily with these. All you have to do is send me an email at erinaverifitness@gmail.com and just write routine in the subject line, and I will send you my daily worksheets that I fill out. It's just three worksheets that I fill out in the morning, sometimes in the middle of the afternoon, just to do a little check-in with myself, and then my daily reflections at night. When I visualized this, I did not visualize all these hard words today. just email me, erinaverifitness@gmail.com, and in the subject line, write routine, and I will send you all of my sheets that I use that help me keep on track with the routine. So I hope that helped you guys out a little bit today in maybe establishing a new routine for your new normal, everyone's new normal that we're going through right now. Or if you're in a slump and you're looking to change things up and get your mind in a better place for routines, I got you covered. All right, that is it for the day. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your Monday, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Your support means a lot to me. If anything in this episode resonated with you, I would love to know. Drop me a message at Erin Avery Fitness on Instagram. And if you want to reach out, please email me at erinaveryfitness@gmail.com. I want to make sure that I can reach as many people as possible. So please share, rate, and review the show on your social media. I would love to shout you out and even give away some free one-on-one coaching. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.